Go for it.
I have your mind. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
You're very welcome.
We are the upcoming generation. We are the ones who are going to save the planet and who are going to make change start now. Start teaching each other and supporting each other and just continue along the road of saving our planet because that is the only option.
This is Peggy Mercur. Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Yeah, pura vida. Whoa, it's not a dream anymore. It feels like tangible, you know, and it's in my home country. I need to be there, you know, I need to be part of that. I want to be on that ship.
Today is the 21st of January, and it's a wonderful Friday. The sun is shining, the moon is still above. It's 7 in the morning, and everybody is working very busy right now.
Hello, welcome to Astillero Verde. It's the name of our shipyard. It's the shipyard of Ceiba and of Sail Cargo. My name is Jeremy Starn. I'm from the US, and I'm the photographer and media manager here at Sail Cargo. Ceiba is the flagship of Sail Cargo. Sail Cargo is a emission-free sailing company, shipbuilding company, and Ceiba is the flagship, the first ship that is being built here in Costa Rica. The project began with three co-founders. There's Daniel Doggett, Lynx Gumand, and John Porras. John Porras is Costa Rican, and Danielle and Lynx are both Canadian. Danielle and Lynx both met on the Tres Hombres sailing cargo ship, and Lynx then moved to Costa Rica to start his own company. He does woodworking. Lynx and Danielle both wanted to build a wooden cargo sailing ship. Lynx was been living here for 8 years or so. They met John, and John is an entrepreneur, and he knows how to start sustainable businesses. And so the three of them started working on Sail Cargo in 2016 originally.
Is it possible also to get a little bit closer? What do you think?
Sure. Do you have your helmets?
Yeah. Safety first. Not only on the ship, also under the ship. Wow. The hull. I'm really under the hull of the biggest wooden sailing vessel of the world. And this means busy working people around me. Also under the ship, yes. There are three persons right now on a steel part. What are they doing?
Right now they're installing the ballast keel, which is two steel I-beams that have been welded together, and that's being bolted up to the keel of the ship. Mm-hmm. So they're sliding this ballast keel, they're sliding it in sections underneath the ship. So they take out these pillars that are holding up the keel right now, they remove those pillars, and then they slide a small section of the ballast keel I-beams into place, bolt it up, and then move on to the next section.
How high is the ship right now?
Right now the keel is about 1.5 meters above the ground. I guess that would maybe put it at 7 meters, 8 meters at the very top. I believe the flag is at 14 meters.
Is it already the flag you will sail with?
So we're hoping to fly under the Costa Rican flag, to be flagged in Costa Rica. But Costa Rica does not have a very large maritime industry. I don't know of any other ships that are flagged into Costa Rica. There may be, but I'm not aware. So we're trying to work with the government to be officially flagged in Costa Rica.
Oh, what is the person out doing there?
Up on the starboard side of Ceiba right now, Alejandro is scraping tar off in preparation for fairing the outside of the frames. Once everything is scraped and fared, then the team is going to start planking in the not too far future. I've been working at Sail Cargo just over 2 years now.
How does it come that you are here?
Well, I'm a photographer by training. I was working in Panama in 2019, and my job had ended, and I heard about Sail Cargo. I came to volunteer for a month, went back to Panama, finished my job, closed up, and then moved back here to start working. I just fell in love with the project.
Wow. So a typical day for you. How does it start? When does it start? Everything from the beginning.
Yeah, so we're in Costa Rica and it gets very hot very quickly, especially now we're in the dry season. So the workday starts at 6:30 a.m. We'll have some coffee and fruit before then. Start working early in the morning to beat the heat because it gets hot so quickly. So we start work at 6:30 in the morning when it's nice and cool, relatively cool. Work for a few hours and we have a big breakfast at 9 in the morning. We have up to 50 people working at the shipyard, and we provide 2 meals a day to everyone as part of compensation, but also part of trying to lead a more low-impactful, community-minded lifestyle. So we believe that when everyone eats together, it makes everyone just happier, makes sure everyone has access to clean, healthy food, and makes everyone work and live a more meaningful life. So we have a big breakfast at 9, little break, and then work till 1, have an hour-long lunch, very typical Costa Rican cuisine. It's rice and beans, salad, fruit, sometimes soup. All of the food comes from local organic farmers. We work really hard to support small businesses in our area. We buy everything in bulk from Costa Rica.
What's your favorite food over here?
The typical cuisine is the gallo pinto, which is just fried rice and beans with cilantro, red onion, and peppers. And it's sort of just all fried up together, sort of Creole style. Everything is cooked on a wood fire stove, which is just a nice way to use the offcuts from the ship. So we have a lot of extra wood that can't be used for construction, but we can use it to cook our food on.
We are sitting right now under a living area, or what is this platform above us?
These are our offices. We have 2 offices here. There's accounting, the media and communications, which I'm a part of, our engineering teams. We have a trade and logistics department that works on securing cargo contracts for sailing cargo north and south. Human resources. We also have a nonprofit, Asiento Verde. I can talk more about that later. There's up to 12 people working in the office every day, plus investment. We have an in-house lawyer.
These constructions are all made out of wood. Where does the wood come from, and how do you get your working material? Also, I mean, the tools and everything. How does it come to this place?
So when we first arrived at the shipyard 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, there was nothing here. There were no buildings. Everything has been built from scratch using sustainably harvested materials. All the buildings are round log construction. They're primarily teak, so this building above us is all built from teak that was donated to us. It was an old teak plantation. It's very common here to have old teak plantations that aren't maintained. And so the land was donated to us. We harvested it ourselves. And then build all the structures at the shipyard. So everything from the offices, the metal shop, kitchen, living, lofting, ship hangar. It's all built using as many natural materials as possible, as little concrete and steel as possible. Probably just to promote renewable energies and renewable resources. And it's also just a nice aesthetic that lends to living a more less impactful life.
Why is it this place?
So right now we're in Punta Morales, Punta Arenas province of Costa Rica on the Pacific coast. This specific piece of land was chosen for the water access. So the ship is less than 100 meters from the water. And so it'll just make it easier to slide into the water.
Water access is the reason why it is here. Is it owned ground or is it rent?
Right now we're renting it, but we're hoping that this year we'll be able to buy it. Yeah, we're raising money and talking with the owner right now to purchase the land, because the goal was to continue building more ships. So as soon as this ship is done, we'll start building the second ship.
The Pitaya.
Pitaya, yeah. Pitaya already has some... already has the cargo filled full, theoretically. There's a company that says that they can fill the holds for all northbound voyages. So now we just need to raise the money to start building.
So what will be the cargo for the Sabre?
Sabre will be carrying dry goods, primarily coffee, cacao, hops, barley. There's a large demand for coffee beans being sailed north to the U.S. and Canada. So we have letters of intent to sail cargo for coffee companies, which will fill the holds of Ceiba and of the second ship, Pattaya. Sailing goods back down to Costa Rica is a little bit trickier because most value-added goods like coffee and cacao go north, are exported. But things like hops and barley are really of interest to Costa Rican companies as the craft beer scene is rising. We've also had interest from an electric bicycle manufacturer.
Wow.
So our cargo, our trade and logistics department is working on finding ways to fill the cargo holds southbound.
So it is like everybody who is offering interest, you note them and then you say it works or it doesn't work, or how does it work?
Exactly. We start a conversation with them. We maintain contact. Businesses will sign a letter of intent that they wish to ship their cargo with us in the future. And then as it gets closer to launch date, we start to finalize prices.
Is there anybody you would say, no, doesn't fit to our concept, so we can't take your cargo with us, or is it everything you carry?
We absolutely prefer to sail sustainably produced goods, but we also have a financial obligation to make the ship viable, to pay our employees. So the first choice is sustainably shipped goods, and we believe that that's entirely possible.
What does sustainability mean to you?
It means to not take more than you can give back. So living a low impact lifestyle means to try to work in equilibrium with your environment, with the people around you, with your community. Yeah.
What is the concept all about? May you introduce that to our listeners?
The vision of Sail Cargo is to prove the value of clean shipping, to show that the demand is there. I mean, people want these products, but also that they don't have to be so highly priced. Also just raising awareness of the shipping industry in general. We saw that with the Suez Canal earlier this year. Shipping industry started to become more a part of popular knowledge, awareness. And we think we can also do that too a little bit by showing that shipping is this giant industry that needs to change. And yeah, we're not going to turn every ship in the world into a sailing ship. That's not the goal. But to give an alternative, to give an option for people, and to show that it's possible, and that there's people out there that are willing to take action to make change that they believe in. So it's just our way of trying to change an industry that we love from a sailing point of view.
Nice, interesting. So it is 100% emission free, and this means I only see woods surrounding me, but what do you use for fixing, putting the ship together? What is the material made of?
The ship is made primarily out of wood. It's a double sawn frame design. We use a mix of traditional woodworking techniques, how a ship would be built 100 years ago, but also, you know, using more modern techniques and tools that speed things up and are less strain on the shipwrights. So we do use traditional wooden trunnels, like giant pegs to fasten the wood together, but we also use galvanized steel bolts just to make it safer and stronger in the long run. We use electric winches and chainsaws. It's not exactly traditional, but it saves the backs of a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah. The Ceiba is a zero emission ship. She'll be primarily propelled by her sails. She'll have 14 sails. She'll also have two electric motors for use in low winds and in ports and harbors where that's required.
So two electric motors means how do you run them?
The electric motors are powered by batteries at the moment with variable pitch propellers, which means that when the ship is fully under sail, the propellers are feathered, are turned out, and they recharge the batteries. And then so when there is no wind and there's an emergency, we can at least start moving again.
Maybe we can have a little tour together. Ulf, do you have some questions?
How much cargo can the Sable hold?
Sable will carry 250 tons of cargo, which is about the equivalent of 10 20-foot shipping containers. Equivalent. We'll be using, they're called super sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 containers. And the big ones, just to compare them, can carry around?
About 5 to 20,000.
5 to 20,000.
I think the largest one right now is about 24,000, but they're usually in the 10 to 15,000 range. Yeah. So 10 is small, but it'll be, right now, it'll be one of the largest sailing cargo ships in the world. Chase Ombres is 50 tons. I think Aventure is 70 or 80. So 250 will be big. The Eco Clipper 500 wants to be 500. That's large. The ships are getting bigger. Sailing cargo industry is becoming bigger. So we're optimistic.
How does it come that the Seiva is a three-mast cargo schooner? Why isn't it a two-mast, or how does it, is there something based on?
The ship is designed on the trading schooners of the Åland Islands from the 1920s, which were just a very, it was just a very successful design for sailing cargo in that area. And I think it just comes from a love for three-masted topsail square-rigged schooners. It's just a design that is proven to work well. It's something that Danielle and Lynx have a lot of experience sailing, and it's just a beautiful ship.
Seiva, the wonderful wooden ship which will carry cargo to the north of the US and also to Canada. And it will be about cacao, it will be about maybe bicycles, it will be about coffee and also crops. This will be the biggest cargo sailing vessel in the world. Amazing. If you want to check out, where do you find the internet? It's Sail Cargo Inc., isn't it?
It's our website is sailcargo.inc. It's an easy name to remember. It's simple and straightforward. You can learn more about everything that we do there. There's also daily photo updates on Instagram, and we have a YouTube channel for monthly documentary-style videos about our progress.
This means sustainability. This means carbon-free footprint for our Earth, for our products. Sailing, adventures, dreamers, sustainability, woodwork in the mangroves. Spread out the good news, the good ideas, the knowledge we have on this world, how to change, how to live sustainable. The strength and peace like a real human, with happiness and responsibility for all living creatures on our Earth.